You're listening to The Pulse, where it's all about student news, student opinions, and student voices.
Hello and welcome to The Pulse. This is URN's daily news show, coming to you live from the Portland building every weekday between 5 and 6. I'm Ben, and joining me today we have Thomas and Hannah. So our second story of the day for you is HS2, and obviously the Eastern Leg looks set to be cancelled by the government. Obviously nothing is official yet because the statement on it is tomorrow. However, Northern politicians, including those from the Conservative Party, have hit back against these government plans, saying that scaling back this railway investment is not a good idea. So Newcastle's politicians have been those who have been there to criticise the plans to water down the upgrades, rail upgrades in the north of England. So Catherine McKinnell, who represents Labour, for Newcastle North, said that ministers saw the region as just a problem rather than an opportunity to invest in. Downing Street has countered that, saying improving transport links across the country was an absolute priority. So he was, Miss McKinnell was joined by Newcastle City Council leader Nick Forbes, who said he was absolutely appalled by the region would be bypassed whilst routes were developed elsewhere. So obviously what we're facing at the minute is the eastern leg of HS2, which, if you don't know, goes from Birmingham up to Leeds, is set to be scrapped. It was included in the original plans and has been up until this point, but now it's set to disappear. Instead, there'll be a high-speed line from Birmingham to East Midlands Parkway, and then rail upgrades to some bits of the East Coast Main Line to kind of take it into Leeds. So kind of my question on this topic is, does it just kind of sum up the government attitude to the north, or do you think there is money worth saving here?
Oh, it absolutely sums up their opinions and attitudes towards the north. And I think also other parts of the UK, like we've seen for years now, and this is across party lines, the centralisation of government in London and priority of policy in London. You know, interconnectivity in London is well above every other place in the country. The only other places that this government and the governments before it have invested in are Midlands areas that are also big upcoming cities, Birmingham, Liverpool. But once again, it's saying to those people in Leeds and saying to the north that funding will be kept to Londoners. And it says the exact same to other rural parts of the country. You know, I'm from the southwest, and the funding that we get in comparison to London is also abysmal. So I do think it completely says what the government thinks.
I guess HS2 isn't going anywhere near the southwest of England, is it, Thomas?
No, of course. But I mean, of course not. But, you know, we don't have anything like that either. And I think it's just, it definitely sums up how the government see non-London people and policies.
I mean, I think you can see kind of the lack of prioritisation of these plans and HS2 in general, given how long this kind of policy has been battered around Parliament. I mean, it's been years and years and years since this kind of infrastructure plan was announced, and as things are finally starting to get going, we're seeing, you know, plans being watered down, things being cancelled, when especially kind of as we're transitioning out of COVID and the economy's, well, I suppose you say the economy's already kind of sprung back, but is continuing to grow. We need these kind of infrastructure investments for the future of the country. And I think the fact the government's kind of refusing to give the North of England that investment that it needs is disgraceful, really.
But surely there is an argument to be made here that what people in the North need really is, they don't need to be better connected to London, they need to be better connected to other bits of the North. So surely it's actually quite a good idea then to move investment from kind of connecting London to Leeds, but connecting kind of London to Manchester. Surely is that a better priority?
I don't know. I think there's already good connectivity between big cities in the north and London. And I also think I completely agree with your point. It's not that the north needs to be connected to London. It's that the north needs, you know, their own industry, their own business that requires them not to even need to travel to London for work. The whole reason we've got the HS2 in the first place is to try and get people living out of London, because we have a population problem in London. And so it's to hope that people will more live in Birmingham and places like that and then commute in. The issue for the North is not how am I going to get to London for work? It's that they need their own places to work in their part of the country that are just as successful roles as people that live in London and work in London.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you look at all the industries that are based in London, I mean, you've got, like, media, finance, business and trade, politics is all based in London. It's complete, like, kind of hotspot of, to be frank, like, a lot of the UK economy, and we need to see that redistributed across the entire country. I mean, as you say, like, northern cities need to have kind of hubs of activity and need industries up there in order to create new jobs for people, because that's the only way you're going to see true, like, economic improvement within those regions, is if you have thriving kind of business centers and places where people can go and start new careers and new industries can begin.
But surely one train line wouldn't be like the be all and end all to that, to their kind of solving that.
No, but it's an attitude thing. Like, if the government feels that this one train line isn't a priority, then who's to say that some other plan for the North won't be kind of scrapped or reduced or, like, watered down? It's about the government saying we care about the North and we're willing to put money into it. It's about kind of showing commitment to it. I see your point that having one train line won't necessarily transform things, but it's a small step towards improvement.
I agree. I also think as well with the HS2 anyway, the government could have used their money slightly more wisely by just putting better industry in the North in the first place. They're trying to get connectivity for this mass migration to London for in the morning rush hour to go to work, to do your finance job. They're trying to get that sorted. That's not the issue of this country. The issue of this country is that there is that London migration. Why not put mass industry in Hull? Why not put mass industry in places up north that have historically been undervalued and underfunded?
I mean, it's a good argument, and I guess we'll see what the government actually comes up with, because, of course, until it is announced, nothing is actually official.
This is URN.